Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Troy Nicolini with the National Weather Service with your community comment. In a previous community comment, I described how I installed a concrete perimeter foundation under a 120-year-old farmhouse that I'm renovating to ensure that the house can survive a major earthquake. Well, that project is still going. I am getting close. And now I'm working on the plumbing and electrical. So I wanted to share some thoughts on how these impact the safety of a home. And the first one I want to mention, it has a direct connection to weather, or lightning to be exact. So yes, I'm referring to the grounding system for your electrical system in your home. Now, even if you know nothing about electrical systems in a house, you can easily find your grounding system. Just look at the ground near where your power comes into the house. You should see a metal rod that was driven into the ground, and then a wire that goes from that rod to your electrical service. And the main reason for that grounding system is to take any large surge of power that might come into your electrical system and to route it back to the earth. And the primary source of that large power surge is lightning, cloud to earth lightning to be exact. So if you've ever seen a really clear strike of lightning that originates up in a cloud and then crackles its path down to earth, then just imagine that the lightning bolt hits your home first before hitting the earth. And if that happens, then every fiber of your house will get supercharged with electricity. And as long as your electrical system is grounded, then that electricity will find your wiring and use that path to harmlessly travel down to earth, which is, of course, where it was trying to get in the first place. But if your electrical system is not grounded when the lightning strikes, then the power surge will look for any good path it can find to get back to earth. And it turns out that flesh and blood is a much better electrical conductor than wood and concrete. So if, for example, you were touching the front door of your house when this happened and your feet were on the ground, then the lightning would use your body to transmit the power surge back to earth. And that is definitely not a good outcome. Now, one good piece of news is that in this area, we don't really have a lot of lightning relative to other parts of the country, but we can get lightning, so of course, a grounding system is still really important to have. But interestingly, if you look at our National Weather Service office on Woodley Island, it was built to a standard design that can handle any weather in the nation. And next time you drive by, if you look up the very tip of the roof, you'll see some lightning rods that are designed to draw the lightning to them so it can be directly routed to the grounding system of the building. This has been Troy Nicolini with your community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.